Some 410 people from 71 countries representing five continents will be participating in the Congress. Special attention will be given to the following themes: the new evangelization, effective relations with the maritime industry, fishermen, maritime piracy, and missionary action, which will include ecumenical collaboration and interfaith cooperation in ports around the world.
L'apostolato del mare affonda le sue radici.
In introducing the Congress, President of the Pontifical Council for Migrants, Cardinal Antonio Maria Veglio, spoke of the roots of the Apostleship of the Sea, stemming from the mid-19th century movement Apostleship of Prayer, when Catholic missionaries began accompanying to and from Europe thousands of migrants seeking a better future in the Americas. Since then, Cardinal Veglio pointed out, the apostleship has grown into a worldwide ministry, counting 110 Stella Maris centers across the globe, where hundreds of priests, religious, and lay volunteers offer material and spiritual care to people of the sea and fishermen of every nationality and religion. Though he highlighted technical improvements in the shipping industry as positive factors, Cardinal Veglio expressed the Church's concern for those in the maritime world who are subjected to forms of physical abuse, or those required to work for months at sea without contact with their families or with Christian communities. In recent years, he said, ships and crews have been abandoned in foreign ports without food or supplies, and increasingly restrictive local regulations often prevent mariners from going ashore. Piracy, he said, which causes long-term psychological trauma, not just for the seafarer, but also for his family, deserves special attention in and of itself. With these challenges in mind, the Apostleship of the Sea, the Cardinal said, collaborates with the World Maritime Organization and the International Labor Organization, advocating on behalf of the welfare and rights of seafarers and fishermen. Undersecretary of the Pontifical Council for Migrants, Father Gabriele Bentolio, announced the Congress will also be introducing two important church-sponsored initiatives in defense of people of the sea, the Seafarers' Rights International, or SRI, to promote the rights and legal protection of maritime workers, and the Maritime Humanitarian Piracy Response, or MHPR, an interagency network to respond to the needs of families and seafarers who have suffered traumatic events such as pirate attacks, kidnappings, and armed theft. I'm Tracy McClure.